USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three states, including Pennsylvania, certified their 2020 election results on Tuesday. North Carolina certified the state's 15 electoral votes for President Trump, and Nevada's certification gave former Vice President Joe Biden the win in that state. The count in Pennsylvania gave Biden a lead over President Trump of around 80,000 votes. But Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler says that certification may be premature. He tells Newsmax TV that the Trump campaign has a compelling equal protection case.
The issue is really this. It's equal protection. You had some counties that were controlled by Democrats, Democrat-concentrated areas, that were allowing voters to cure ballots. And in the Republican areas, they were not allowed to cure ballots. You also had ballots being counted that improperly, that did not have addresses on them, that didn't have signatures. So there was a different application of the law.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden has revealed some of his cabinet picks, and his selection for Treasury Secretary has some in the energy industries worried. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits, but one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
Michigan's Attorney General says her office is investigating threats against members of the Wayne County Canvassing Board. The Republican chair of the board, Monica Palmer, says she's received text messages threatening her and her family since the board voted last week to certify Wayne County's vote. Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office will investigate all credible threats against government officials, regardless of party. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Is President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of State a lobbyist? Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Joe Biden's transition website does not disclose that his Secretary of State pick, Tony Blinken, co-founded a consulting firm that he used to cash in on his experience working in the Obama administration. Blinken co-founded West Exec Advisors in 2018 with Michelle Flournoy, who confirmed to The Intercept that the firm was staffed with people recently coming out of government who helped corporations figure out how to sell in the public sector space to navigate the Department of Defense, the intel community, law enforcement. In August, members of the Democratic Party urged Biden to cut ties with Blinken. In a letter signed by more than 275 delegates to the DNC, they wrote, quote, "We ask you not to rely on foreign policy advice from those who may have a conflict of interest as a result of their relationships and lobbying on behalf of merchants selling weapons and surveillance technology," end quote.
Saturday's Wisconsin and Minnesota football game has been canceled due to a coronavirus outbreak amongst Minnesota's team. It's the first time since 1907 that game won't be played, ending the longest uninterrupted series in FBS history. Wisconsin is also now ineligible for the Big Ten Championship. They've had 3 of their 8 scheduled games canceled and would need to play 6 to be eligible. Minnesota has had 9 players test positive for COVID in the last week, forcing the cancellation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.